Frederick Douglass and Robert Ingersoll were two of the 19th century's greatest intellectuals, and in 1870, their paths crossed right here in Peoria.
I thought it was amazing, the meeting of two great minds. Very appropriate that they should meet.
That's Freedom From Religion Foundation co-founder Annie Laurie Gaylor. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Monday, March 8th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. It's college application season, and COVID-19 is having an impact. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter checked into enrollment procedures with three local higher learning institutions.
There are both similarities and differences when it comes to how COVID-19 has impacted enrollments, application processes, and campus visits at Peoria area higher institutions of learning. Tom Richmond, Assistant Vice President for Enrollment Management at Bradley University, says this has been the most unpredictable year in college enrollment. He anticipates more students choosing to attend universities later into the summer than usual, and that will push acceptance dates back.
This year, more than any year except last year, I foresee colleges being more flexible. Decisions will be made later. There will be families that can't make a decision because they don't have the access to the vaccine that they need to feel comfortable. They haven't visited campuses, and their economic situation is unclear.
Director of Marketing and Communications for Eureka College, Brittany Parker, says that Eureka has not noticed a huge change in enrollment numbers.
Of course, applications have been down due to COVID. That, you know, has been expected, but we're pretty much on pace with what we have always been for enrollment-wise.
The director of admissions for Illinois Central College, Rodney San Jose, says that their expectations have continually changed over the course of the pandemic. He says that it has been a learning experience for everyone.
Well, I think some of us thought by going virtual that visiting colleges or learning more about colleges would be a little easier for students. But I think for many families that over the past year has been a learning experience.
Richmond, Parker, and San Jose all say that though COVID-19 has changed the way they do things, their mission to educate has remained the same. For more information, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Some Illinois lawmakers want to make sexual education in K-12 schools more comprehensive in order to address issues like sexting and defining consent. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum has a new executive director. The Springfield Museum's Board of Trustees has announced the selection of Christina Schutt, its first Black leader. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Two of the 19th century's most important intellectuals crossed paths in Peoria in 1870. WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter speaks with Freedom From Religion Foundation co-founder Annie Laurie Gaylor about the meeting between abolitionist Frederick Douglass and Robert Ingersoll, Peoria's great agnostic.
I thought it was amazing, the meeting of two great minds, very appropriate that they should meet, and very typical of Ingersoll that he would have extended the hospitality to this visiting dignitary, inviting him to stay at his house if he needed to. I'm sure it would have been as good as the hotel that Frederick Douglass did end up finding a room at, and famous for his love of good food. And, you know, he said, a good meal lost is gone forever. That statue shows a rather portly figure
right
at the end of his life. And he was a great believer in good living. And of course was had quite a role in the Civil War, and an ardent abolitionist and believer in civil liberties and in women's rights as well. So they were very simpatico.
Douglass was there for another speech, and really with the speech he had was in Elmwood, which is probably 20 some miles away from Peoria, but had to come through Peoria for train. And then, oh yeah, you ought to check in on Ingersoll, who of course is a known figure, as Douglass was, right there in Peoria. You almost wish there was a photo of that meeting.
But the two men, so photogenic, so iconic, such big presences all by themselves meeting, you can picture it.
And I guess, yeah, that's another true connection between Douglass and Ingersoll, the both very strong pro-women,
yes,
women's rights, which, of course, was a contentious issue in that time.
Oh, yes. And again, Elizabeth Cady Stanton was a great admirer of Ingersoll and vice versa.
Right.
So the progressives of the era knew each other.
Annie, when you look out across, you know, the present landscape, the idea of a free thinker or somebody who's open-minded, boy, there's no better time than right now for that, is there?
No, I like to say this is the best of times and the worst of times to be a free thinker. It's the best of times in terms of the fact that there's never been more of us. When you look at the Pew statistics and the Public Research Institute statistics, PRRI, we're a quarter of the population, a little bit more, identifying as non-religious. And among young people, it's 21% identifies openly as atheist or agnostic, but about a third of young people say they have no religion or are non-religious. So there's been a huge growth and explosion of free thinking. And there are so many groups in Peoria, humanist and secular groups all around the country at the local level, regional level, healthy national groups. But the courts in our country, of course, were a problem even before Trump took office. But now that he has appointed almost a third of the federal judiciary, we are in real trouble in terms of the Constitution, our godless and secular Constitution and who's interpreting it. And in terms of civil liberties, Black civil liberties, LGBTQ, and of course, women's rights, reproductive rights and abortion are very much endangered. January 6th, that insurrection of white Christian nationalists really showed us, do we want to be one nation under God? I don't think so. That was pretty scary, that mob. We want to be one nation indivisible. We want to be a secular nation where you can believe anything you like or nothing at all, and the government isn't telling you what to believe.
That's Freedom From Religion Foundation co-founder Annie Laurie Gaylor speaking with correspondent Steve Tarter. Before we let you go, this afternoon you can join the Peoria Symphony's Maestro George DeLuto and his guests for the virtual PSO Leadership Luncheon, Overcoming Adversity. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.